Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System, is a transformative hit show that will explore the interconnection between ourselves, our community, and our world. Dr. Julie is joined by visionary leaders and change makers to explore innovations and what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Now here's your host, Dr. Julie Kroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Dr. Julie Kroll, and you are listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour as we explore our interconnected world. As you know, every Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show, we have some of the world's leading visionaries and experts helping you to explore your connection to self, spirit, nature, community, and all things working in the world. Speaking of what's working, imagine a potential way out of the division, the bitterness, selfishness, greed, and destruction that threatens to engulf our world. Today's guest believes that the way out is an existential shift in consciousness, which can make it possible for us to see the world in a new way, a way that redefines our relationship to one another and to the earth itself. This shift can radically transform how we choose to live, and Dr. Larry Dossey calls it one mind, an overarching dimension of consciousness of which we're already a part of. Now, I love this. He says in the book, I love this. Listen. He says, the collective one mind does not need to be tweeted or Facebooked into being. It already is. We'll hear more about one mind in just a minute. But first, I invite you to take a few deep breaths and bring your awareness into this moment. Be prepared to be inspired to expand your awareness, and be prepared for that existential shift. I fell in love with Dr. Dossey 2 decades ago when I discovered his groundbreaking book, Healing Words. This medical doctor was writing about prayer, and I thought it was so amazing. And then later, his book, Reinventing Medicine, came out and gave me a renewed sense of hope and inspired passion. Dr. Larry Dossey is one of the leading pioneers who have brought the spiritual art of healing back to the science of medicine. He writes, I used to believe that we must choose between science and reason on one hand and spirituality on the other in how we lead our lives. Now, I consider this a false choice. We can recover the sense of sacredness, not just in science, but perhaps in every area of life. Isn't that yummy? It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Larry Dossey. Hello, Dr. Dossey.
Dr. Julie, hello, back at you. It's really great to be with you. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. I love this book. Now it's my new favorite book. And so I have several of yours on my bookshelf, and that's a pretty high esteemed place being on that shelf with your books. I love this book, One Mind. And before we talk about One Mind specifically, I'd really like to start with a shared vision I think we both hold, that we are a part of a living, breathing organism, one interconnected system, one consciousness in creation. You are passionately connected to this collective consciousness and why it matters in your book says how our individual mind is part of a greater consciousness and why it matters. So can you share with our listeners what all things connected means to you?
Well, I'd love to. I want to say first that I don't use this in a poetic or metaphorical way. I mean it quite literally. And I think that our best chance as actually surviving as a species on this earth is going to depend and correlate with the extent to which that becomes real to us. We have made an obsession in this culture on individual responsibility and the sense that we're isolated and separate. And I think that's fine as far as it goes, but it obscures a very deep truth. And that's our connectedness and oneness with each other. I think we come into the world that way. We are not designed to be apart. I bumped into this oneness and connectedness early in my internal medical career when I began to look at the evidence that we're connected via healing. And in the 1980s, the mid-80s, there came to be some experiments in distant healing where people, sometimes they said they were using prayer, sometimes they said they were sending compassion and love, and these descriptions varied. But the upshot of these experiments was that people on the receiving end of them got well or did much better clinically than control groups who were not extended that kind of intervention. This really got my attention, and it took this idea of connectedness and oneness out of the realm of the hypothetical and put it into hard science. Since then, as you and I will, I hope, get into, there have been any number of experiments in many categories that have confirmed this idea of connectedness and oneness. And what it looks like, Julie, is that this just does not apply to people. But these studies now have been extended to non-humans, such as animals and plants and even microorganisms. So we're talking about a principle that's fundamental in the universe. It has to do with oneness and connectedness that is absolutely essential to our understanding of who we are.
I love that. And yes, you in your book talk about so many of those different realms that the research is covering, from near-death experience to premonitions to all kinds of different areas. And I remember one of the most significant research projects that woke me up early in my exploration was one just on simple bean plants and watching, praying for the highest good of the beans, and here this whole palette grows exponentially compared to the others, even others that were prayed for to do a specific thing, like to grow, So yeah, it's fascinating. So how did you go from noticing this and hearing this into this really deep exploration through all the work that you've done?
Well, a lot of it has to do with plain old personal experience. I had a challenge growing up, beginning about my early teen years, and that was severe migraine headache, classical migraine, it's called, associated not just with headache, but with partial blindness. And this almost wrecked my career before it even got started. I actually tried to drop out of medical school. This was so severe with the stress and the pressure of medical school. But I persisted, and finally, when nothing else worked for it, in desperation, I sought out a new therapy which entered the culture in the late 60s and early 70s called biofeedback. And as a lot of listeners will know, this uses imagery and visualization and profound degrees of relaxation to attune you to things going on in your body that you ordinarily would not know about. This is just one step away from meditation. After about six sessions of biofeedback, for the first time in my life, this terrific headache syndrome went away to the tune of about 95%. And so this was a wake-up to me. I began to explore meditation, which is the same sort of thing without the technological gadgets. And so, as anyone does who has pursued meditation to any great extent, one often enters regions and domains of awareness where everything seems connected, the oneness seems real, and in the farthest reaches of meditation, this whole experience of oneness is sort of marinated in a feeling of intense compassion and love for everything. So I begin to explore the mystical literature. I actually began to teach my patients biofeedback, and one thing led to another. When the healing experiments in distant remote prayer burst upon the scene, I began really to look at those closely and try to imagine what medicine would look like if we took that for real and applied it in modern medicine. That's where the book you've already mentioned, Healing Words, that's why it got written. It's an exploration of what medicine would look like if we took this oneness and outreach and compassion for real and put it to work in our medical world.
And, you know, thank goodness that is becoming more and more of a standard ancillary practice in the medical field today, that people are learning techniques like biofeedback.
Well, in mindfulness, meditation is, you know, just exploding. Almost every stress management program in any hospital I know these days has a program resembling mindfulness meditation. Yoga is just taking the culture by storm. So these things that, you know, were sort of verboten and heresy and blasphemy back in the 70s when I got started, they're sort of taken for granted now. You know, when I first began to practice medicine, you couldn't even use the word consciousness and feel good about it because that sounded like, you know, real woo-woo stuff. But now consciousness research has just exploded, and so has attention to spirituality, Julie, because back in 93 when the book Healing Words came out, there were only three of our nation's 125 medical schools that had any sort of coursework looking at the connection between spiritual practices and health and longevity. And as you and I speak, there are over 90 of the nation's medical schools where this is really part of the curriculum. So
nice.
You know,
what? That's a great place to pause and speak more about what's really happening in science and spirituality when we come back. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, more with Dr. Dossie. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
It's not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show, well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had. And thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine Radio Show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine Radio Show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that'll help catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers and light workers guaranteed to raise your vibration. Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity is what makes this show super special. Visit FogCityPsychic.com to find out more and to book your private intuitive reading today.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit TheDrPatShow.com. That's T-H-E-D-R-PatShow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been there, done that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and this is Dr. Julie Kroll. My guest today is Dr. Larry Dossey. We've been talking about his book, One Mind, and it's going to get juicy now. But before we continue, Dr. Dossey, can you let our listeners know how to contact you?
I have a website. It's www.larrydosseymd.com. And
excellent.
It has some references to my books and speaking engagements, and people can keep up.
Yes, and that's Larry Dossey, D-O-S-S-E-Y. Excellent. We were talking about the old science and reconciling those discrepancies between this reason, scientific mind, and that faith, spiritual thing. And in the book, you talked about the old science being detachment and dissection and reduction, and the new science being engagement and replenishment, integration and holism. I love how you said that. How do we reconcile these discrepancies? What do you see coming on the horizon?
Well, we reconcile them, Dr. Julie, in two ways. One, we can look at people's experiences, and for as far back in human history as we can tell, people have had what I call one-mind experiences, where the sense of individuality and isolation simply goes away and people feel connected with everything there is. And as I mentioned earlier, this is usually associated with a profound feeling of compassion and love. A lot of people just call these mystical experiences. Some people call them epiphanies, but that's basically what they're like. They are a way of breaking through our sense of individual isolation into something else. The problem that people have had with this sort of thing in terms of taking it seriously is the message that science has, I think, erroneously given us in the 20th century. And anybody who has had any exposure to biology in colleges and universities, to say nothing of medical school, gets this picture as if it's gospel. And it says that our consciousness is produced by our brain, and as such, it's confined to our skull, our brain, and our body, and it's locked up inside the present as well. This is the dogma in modern science to this day. The problem is that you can't account for all of the experiments that are being done these days that show that people can communicate at a distance, even when they're out of see, touch, hear, feel range. People can exchange information even from the opposite sides of the earth. I'm not making this up. There are hundreds of experiences which show this. And the problem is to get people who don't believe this to take them seriously. So the situation is almost to the breaking point where, if you're going to be scientific, you're going to have to come around to this connectedness and one mind way of thinking, because that's where the compelling evidence is taking us. So we're going to have to say, well, I'm thankful for what science has given us in the 20th century, but that's just an incomplete picture. And it's a great time to be alive and doing science and medicine, because things are opening up and we can see a new vision and a new way of conceiving who we are as human beings.
I like that, the new vision piece, because really, I think that you and I both share a belief that if we can really embrace what this is, this interconnected universe, this one mind, if we can get it with whether we have an experience or not, really shift our thinking, we can really shift almost every aspect of life, from health to governance to, I mean, education. There's so many different realms that we can have an impact in. I like how you talk about the different states of mind and different experiences, because so many people are having those experiences, but because of science and that fear of judgment. People usually stay in the closet about that. Are you finding that with the people you've talked to?
Yes. For years, I have kept accounts that people send me of these one-mind breakthroughs and experiences. And, boy, I've got a file drawer full of them. Some of them are just glorious. My patients for years told me about, for just as one example, premonitions that occurred to them in dreams of illnesses that for which they had no symptom. And then when we did an examination, we did a proper medical test, there was their prediction in the dream coming true. There are 20 cases now, I know, that have been collected of women who dreamt that they had breast cancer in a specific location, and then they went to the doctor. The exam was normal. Even the mammogram was normal. But when a biopsy was done at the specific area where the woman dreamt, there was the early cancer at a stage where it was totally curable. So these things have practical implications in people's lives. You know, this is not just pure philosophy. I used to think that doctors would be the last people in the world to come around to this way of thinking, but that hasn't proved to be true. Doctors have begun to communicate to me their experiences that they are very hesitant to talk about in, you know, public, but in the right situations, they will. I remember not so long ago giving a lecture to a large group of internal medicine doctors in a continuing medical education course called An Update in Internal Medicine. It was sponsored by Harvard Medical School, and I told them about my experiences in these areas, and then in the Q&A session, they began to open up and tell me their experiences. And usually, they would begin by saying, you know, I hope you don't think I'm crazy, and I've never told anybody this before, but they would go on with their story. One female internist stood right up in the middle of this large group, and she said, well, I get numbers in my dreams. I dream the specific laboratory values of my patient's lab tests before I even order the tests. So there's some way of knowing, you know, that it's very common among physicians and patients. And what I've tried to do is to make it easier and more respectable for people to come out of the closet and talk about this darn stuff. We really do need to open up about it, because if we don't, Julie, it's going to give us a false impression of who we are, and that's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. I love how you do that. You share a lot of really personal stories of lots of different people in the book, which is, you know, it's enlightening for one, but it's also affirming for those that have had these experiences. I mentioned to you on break that I've had a near-death experience and lots of different one-mind experiences in my life, as, you know, even talking to someone and them telling me all about what they're planning for the next year and hearing that they wouldn't be there and a tragic death occurs. So it's real. And if we can have the platform to talk about it without fear and help people understand this, I think we can really shift the consciousness of our collective humanity right now. You liken the one mind to stem cells. We have about 3 minutes before break. Can you talk about what you mean when you were talking about one mind as stem cells?
Right. You know, stem cells are those cells in the body that are not committed to any type of identity, but when there's a need in the body for them to differentiate and sort of plug the gap, they can become anything. Heart attacks, when heart cells die, the stem cells arrive and transform themselves into heart cells and so on. I think this is a good model for the way the one mind comes to our assistance in real life. For example, I mentioned the women who dreamt they had breast cancer, and it proved to be so. This is an example of the one mind that's what I call non-local in space and time, coming to the assistance of people to help them survive in an emergency or in a critical situation that, if it is not discovered, could be very injurious to their health. And so the one mind often, you know, sort of comes to the rescue, just like stem cells do, and physical circumstances. So it serves a need. It helps us be healthier and live longer. And if you look at the health records of people who follow some sort of spiritual path with which honors this connectedness and unity, people statistically live longer, and they have a lower incidence of all the major diseases you want to look at. So there's a payoff to this business. It's not just pure philosophy.
I like how you say that, because I, too, am a big advocate of making this real, that it's not philosophy. It's very real. And when people could get that, even in religion, we do this strange thing of separating ourselves from the story or the beliefs or the teachings and say, yeah, that's out there. And the same thing with medicine in every realm of our world. There's, if we can really embrace this as literal, move it into its rightful place, I think amazing things can happen. I have a great example of that. And you talk about it a lot in the book, which is about creativity and what happens when we can really access that one mind collectively as a group. So I would love to talk about that more after the break. And this is Dr. Julie Kroll. You're listening to the Dr. Julie Show. When we come back, let's talk more with Dr. Dossi about how you can use one mind.
Tune in to the Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the Seven Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978.
Tune in to the Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
We are back on the Dr. Julie Show, and I'm Dr. Julie Kroll. I have Dr. Larry Dossi here with me, and we're talking about the power of connection with the one mind, and he's written the book One Mind. You can find Dr. Dossi at www.larrydossimd.com. And before the break, we were talking about creativity and genius, and there's a quote in the book, Dr. Dossi, that I wanted to read and maybe shift our conversation into this. in the circles I run with, we talk a lot about co-creative and co-creativity, and this quote reminded me of this process. As members of the one mind, we continue to act individually, but as we become more aware of our communal selves, an alchemical process kicks in the form of heightened imagination and creativity. We enter a field of knowing that is greater than that of any group member and greater than the sum of the group members. Solutions to problems surface that we did not anticipate. We become more imaginative, inventive, inspired, productive, resourceful, and innovative. In the one mind, pooled neurons outperform individual brains. Love the quote. Let's talk about that.
Well, one of the implications of the one mind is that if all minds do come together, we can think of a pool of information, a pool of wisdom that contains everything that has been known or will be known or can be known. One of the people who in American history first elaborated on that possibility was the transcendentalist philosopher Ralph Waldo Emerson. And William James took up that theme as well. And basically it says that you don't have to come up with everything yourself. You can access the information that's out there by virtue of being connected with all other minds and consciousnesses throughout history. One person who really stood up strongly for this idea is one of the most creative people in American history, the great inventor Thomas Edison, who invented the electric light bulb and the movie projector and the phonograph and on and on. And in the book, I quote Edison's view about this. He says, people say I've created things. He said, I've never created anything, which is kind of a jaw dropper right there. But he went on to say, the information comes to me from the universe. He said, I get thoughts from the outside. Well, this is totally upside down from the way we have been taught to think about creativity, which is, you know, you study and you learn and you inform yourself and then apply your genius and you come up with something new. Well, this says that it's all out there. It may not be new. You can access it in certain ways. And so this gives us a new way of looking at creativity. And I think it's important to know that in today's world because a lot of people have a sense of total helplessness in approaching problems that really are important for our destiny and our future as a species. I have a lot of friends who, you know, say that they change their light bulbs out and turn the thermostat down, but they know it doesn't make any difference whatsoever in the long run. Well, this idea of pooled information suggests that we can be more creative if we connect with the one mind, whatever works. And we can come up with solutions to problems that we just could not access as long as we thought that we were operating from a strictly individual platform. And besides that, it's good for our sense of togetherness. It's a good way of avoiding this sense of depression and helplessness that comes so often to people who are involved in the ecological environmental movement these days. So it is a way of where brains are concerned, one plus one is sometimes equal to a lot more than two. And so we're talking about an arithmetic kind of progression and not just an exponential, and we're talking about an exponential kind of process and not just one where things are additive.
You know, I love this. It's really this collective access is so important. Individual, like Edison, could go to that one mind, you know, consciously connecting with the universe, bringing through this that he had. Several geniuses will say that. It's like it comes through them. It's not of them. But when we come together as a collective, I have several friends where we intentionally come together and connect in that heart space and connect with that consciousness with the intention to allow the one mind, as you label it, to come through in whatever genius it may be. And really amazing things can happen when we really surrender to that.
Well, it can be sort of disconcerting in the sense that it can happen when we are literally unaware of it. I think this is kind of a beneficent expression of the one mind. I'll just give you one example that I talk about in the book. It had to do with the life of Elias Howe, who was the guy who invented the sewing machine. And he was completely stumped about how to do the needle in the sewing machine. He had been trying to put the eye of the needle up at the top of it, and this was not working. One night he had a dream, and he was being chased by savages in some far-off country, and he saw that he was not going to make it, and they overwhelmed him and raised their spears to stab him in the dream, and he saw at the tip end of every spear there was a little hole. And so this was his eureka moment. He said, you know, he realized the needle needed to go in the tip of the eye needed to go in the tip of the needle and not the top. So he woke up, went to his lab, prepared the needle like he saw in the dream, and, you know, as they say, the rest is history. This is just a charming example, I think, of how this kind of knowledge and information can just come as a total surprise, clear out of the blue, sometimes when we're not even awake. There are millions of those kinds of stories, and so they tell us something, that it's not all reason and analytical ability that gets us there. Sometimes we just have to put the conscious mind aside, as happens in dreams, of course, and just ask that information can well up from the unconscious when we cease to obstruct it in our daily life, where, you know, we are usually overwhelmed by just the busyness of our waking mind.
You know, in that's another good example, Dr. Dossi, of people who are consciously practicing the access of one mind, of really believing it and practicing new ways of being in relationship to each other. And then with that, the spontaneity of creativity is just, it's kind of like the bandwidth is widened and the switch has been flipped and things come through more and more of, you know, just saying yes to the universe and feeling more guided. Do you see that with these individual stories as well?
Oh, absolutely. One of the people who I think was the best representative of this idea was Aldous Huxley, who talked about the brain as a filter and a reducing valve. And his view was that what comes through in our waking awareness is stuff that helps us get by as biological creatures. You know, we need to survive, and so the stuff that we become aware of is stuff that helps us survive. But he said what comes out in our awareness is just a measly trickle, his phrase, a measly trickle of what went in. And what went in is the kind of wild, imaginative, creative stuff that is possible, but we restrict that. The filter gets plugged up. The reducing valve gets screwed down too tight, so that what we become aware of is not nearly as majestic as what went in. And so throughout history, people have tried to learn how to activate techniques to open up the valve and to clean out the filter. And so this is what meditation and group work is all about. It's what people sometimes describe when they have profound exposures in nature or listen to majestic great music or view great art. The history of creativity is the history of people trying the best they can to access this wider field of knowledge, which I think the one mind idea points us to.
I love that. I have one of your quotes here that's really inspirational, that is just a reminder for all of our people when we think that big thing can't come through me. You know, it's like, oh, that's too big, too good to be true, too big. That's not mine. That's, you know, that'll never work, that kind of thing. But I love what you said. It's really simple. You said, we have simply forgotten our belongingness, trading our oneness for the illusion of isolated individuality. that insidious, erroneous belief that personhood is all we are. And I love that quote in perspective, that if we just open to all that we are, watch out.
That's right. Look out. Here it comes. You know, you and I at the break mentioned one dramatic example in people's lives that I don't recommend, by the way, because it can not always result in life, but it's the near-death experience. And we know by now that around 15 million Americans have had a near-death experience, and it's utterly transformative. This is a way of widening that reducing valve and unplugging the filter that's, I want to say, like no other. Because people who have passed through the eye of that needle never go back the other way. They see the oneness and the unity and the connectedness of all things as real as possibly humans can. And with that comes a sense of affection and love, as we've mentioned. So yeah. There are ways that are utterly transformative. The goal, of course, is to try to access this awareness without coming so close to death that it can be lethal.
But yeah, well, we're going to practice that when we come back, because we're going to go into our meditation segment. And I hope you all stay tuned. More with Dr. Dossi when we return.
To The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit TheDrJulieShow.com.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the like button. Then go to Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's Facebook.com/The Dr. Pat Show and Twitter.com/The Dr. Pat Show.
We're back, and you're listening. listening to the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected on Transformation Talk Radio. This is Julie Kroll, and we've been talking with Dr. Larry Dossey. We're going to bring him back in just a minute, but you know it's time for our weekly meditation, talk about accessing one mind. Hopefully you can sit back and enjoy this. First, I want to remind you, you can find out more about our guests and links to their website if you go to thedrjulieshow.com. All our information is there. You can sign up for our monthly newsletter. And stay connected all week on our Facebook page, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll. We continue the conversation there as much as possible. And, okay, it's time for that integration meditation. Sit back, relax, and experience all things connected through this powerful, deepening integration meditation. Here's David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System.
Hello, I'm David Eisen, and I'd like to welcome you to a very special part of our program, our integration meditation. Here is where we take a few moments to sit back and relax, and with the help of some very beautiful and powerful music, we breathe deep and assimilate the wonderful ideas, the stories, and the possibilities we've heard about today. So, let's get started. Are you ready? I need to ask you to do something right here and right now. Put down whatever you're doing and get comfortable. Listen to the music and allow the sound to help you slow down. this feeling with you throughout your entire day. So peaceful and so calm and so easy. I want to thank you for taking the time to be with us today. And I hope you stay with this experience. And now, here's Dr. Julie.
Thank you, David, for that powerful sound meditation. Friends, I hope you experience the power of integration right here and right now. That was David Eisen with the Chakra Sound System. You could find David at www.chakrasoundsystem.com. And I just want to acknowledge this beautiful body of work that's coming forward today. And with gratitude, we're so thankful for all the luminaries who are attempting to bridge science and spirituality and faith and reason. And we are so also grateful for that one mind and the emergence of all of these real life examples and experiences that are helping others into this expanded sense of awareness. Our guest, Dr. Larry Dossey, you can find him at larrydosseymd.com. We're so thankful for Dr. Dossey and his body of work, especially his latest book, One Mind, that's out now, How Your Individual Mind is Part of a Greater Consciousness and Why It Matters. Dr. Dossey, I thank you so much. If you had 60 seconds to speak to a stranger in an elevator, what would you say?
I would advise that person to open up and take a look at who they are that goes beyond the sense of person and ego and individuality, and to ponder that if we can connect with the one mind, there's huge benefit for us. If we do so, we're going to be happy, healthier, wiser, and more creative. And it may waken us up to our immortality also, because if our minds have no limits and no boundaries, and they're infinite in time. So the implication of immortality is one of the great benefits of the one-mind awareness. I hope everybody can make an effort to access this. Not that you have to do something, because it almost always does you. You don't have to do it.
That's good advice, because it does just sneak up on us, doesn't it?
Yes.
So I thank you so much. I love that message, and I think that immortality piece at the end is really a key to our survival on this planet. So I encourage you all, go find Dr. Dossey's book, One Mind, and look him up on the web. You can find him again, larrydosseymd.com. And thank you so much for tuning into the Dr. Julie Show. You could find us here, right here, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 Central, and noon Pacific. So I just want to remind you all to have a great week. We'll see you right back here next Tuesday on the Dr. Julie Show. And I have a few surprises coming up for the holiday. I'm looking forward to it. Next week, we're talking to the authors of The Trust Frequency. It's really, again, you're going to love that. And on Christmas Eve, join my daughter and I as we talk about the mother-daughter connection. I'm looking forward to welcoming my daughter, Quincy. So thank you again for tuning in, and make connection your intention and live into your wholeness. We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com as you journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com for next week's guest and to catch up on past shows. See you next week.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Hey, do you like free stuff? The Dr. Pat Show has an amazing giveaway program doing weekly giveaways on Facebook and Twitter. Go to facebook.com/thedrpatshow and click the like button. Then go to twitter.com/thedrpatshow and click the follow button. Then you can play along and enter to win some amazing prizes. Again, that's facebook.com/thedrpatshow and twitter.com/thedrpatshow.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.